We all know what time it is. It's time for Peter Furze with the Surf's Up Surf Report. Morena, Pete.
Morena to everyone out there in Sunshine Land.
Yeah, it was not too sunny today, but oh well.
Well, it's not, eh? It's chilly. I was happy to come back in off the front lawn after looking at the surf. Hey, let's look into it. It's looking better. All the pundits were saying Tuesday, and man, they were right. 6:30 was high tide this morning, a 2.9, so she's still down in there. Down low, which is good for those houses that are along the foreshore there, that the sea's been coming over their front lawn, which has not been that good.
Yeah.
But we're not going to see any 3.2s till sort of midweek next week, and we're not going to see those 3.6s till next to June. So the swell's down. So anyway, 6:30 was high tide, 2.9 this morning. 12:40 is your low. 4:30, a 2 metre tide this morning on the east coast. 10:40 is your low. It's 2 to 3 foot in the bay at the moment. 3 foot at peaks. That's when I say peaks now, I mean inside peaks, white rock, sand slides, inlets. They are the points. They are going off.
Mm.
So they're fabulous. Actually, it's just peaks may have gone momentarily. You know, while the sea works out what it's going to do. Tangaroa, changes a bit of sand around, but inside peaks is fantastic. Mookie's 1, can't see it around the corner at the moment, but I imagine it's about 3 foot. Mookie's 2 is 3 to 4. Blue House is breaking about a K and a half out to sea. It's breaking way out. And I'm looking, when I look from my place, I look right across Tuarua Point, and when it's a big swell, you look into the face of the swell.
Mm.
That's how you can tell it's a big swell coming up the coast. And at the moment, you can see it. It looks 3 metres. John Maddich Surf down at Dargaville. He says it's 3 metres down at Bailey's at the moment and getting bigger. So it's a good mark on what we're going to see coming up here. So I think that, up to the weekend, which is, we're still hanging out to see this, that all time 6 to 8 metres in Shipwreck Bay. I mean, you just want to turn up with your camera, let alone your board. I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's online to do that. So Bailey's is 3 metres in lifting. It's offshore. Raglan, you look on the line at Raglan, it's 6 to 8 foot, and Chundry, it's just a damn big mess. So that's coming up. That's on the way up. So I think they're online. A 90 mile, it's about 3 foot, some bigger six.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a high over the... it's a south-southwest out here at the moment, and it's 20 knots, gusting to 30, so she's quite windy.
Right.
So I'm not sure how the outer points are going to be. In the bay, it's going to be good. There's a big high over the Tasman, and the way that the pressure goes, it's joined with this low that's moved over into the Pacific, and it's giving us these really strong winds for the next 2 or 3 days. So we've got a series of lows moving along the roaring 50s, all trying to push up into the Tasman. And when you go on to any of the isobar weather maps, you can see them all trying to drive that swell up. And as soon as there's a gap, and I think that's what they're referring to. Quite a few of us have been talking about this big event that's meant to be happening on the weekend. And it was really hard to work it out. Where? Shows where? And now I think we're starting to see it. You see about 4 lows, quite intense, all struggling to push up into the Pacific, into the Tasman and the Pacific, and they, of course, bring us the big swells. And when they do manage to get up, they also bring us the southwest winds, which for us, listening to some of my mates down in PO, southwest, blah, 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 and I had to post, we love that up here.
Oh, yes, we do.
So the swell at the moment is a 12-second swell. So it's average, but it'll be good. It was a bit cold. I was watching it yesterday, and it looked like about 2 seconds. It was just so on top of each other because you had a bit of a norwest swell working as well. But looking good for today, my pick in the bay. It's looking good in the bay right now. It's breaking right up on the beach almost. And there's no real drive yet, so it will come. But at the moment, even if you're learning or you're learner to intermediate, good in the bay.
Oh, awesome stuff. Well, we might see you out there this afternoon.
Yes, I've got a few friends coming over from Kerikeri, have a chat, and hopefully we'll be out there. Yes. Kauza, ikia tangaroa.
Ikia tangaroa. Hey, thanks a lot, Pete. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, you guys take care and talk to you tomorrow.
See you later. See you, bye.